Hello and welcome back to Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master, and with me I have Colin, who plays Bedlam.
Hello.
Rob, who plays Damon.
Yup.
Mike, who plays Weasel.
Hey, everybody.
And Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hello.
All right, everybody. So, who remembers what happened last time?
There was a lot.
Yeah.
Family drama.
Family drama. Mostly family
you could
drama.
Say mommy issues.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Understatement.
Let's see.
People had mommy issues.
Colin, give us what you got, and I'll let everyone else add color commentary.
Okay, so the episode started after the at the hospital after Bright Force tried to get emancipated from her family and found out her dad was getting a divorce. They were trying to track down where the rest of the family was, I believe. Bright Force's dad gave her the address of the same location she received from the text she received from her mother. Going from her dad's phone. Is that right?
That was convoluted, but correct.
Yes.
Mom, you got there.
It's convoluted, so I'm trying to simplify
You got there. It's good.
You're good.
You're fine.
Yeah. All right, what else we got?
We know that Bright Force's
so
siblings
we then
are there.
Went to the building and entered the building using... and we found out that the building was locked with a key code. Just randomly, the first thing we guessed was that it was probably someone's birthday, and we guessed Bright Force's birthday, July 12th, and it worked.
No.
That's so, my brother's birthday.
That's the brother's birthday.
Bright Force was born
December
25th.
One inside the facility. That was the inside facility.
Bright Force's birthday is December 25th. She's a Christmas baby.
The July 12th is the back door entrance.
The gift.
The cape entrance. Shaft.
The gift that keeps on giving.
No, I thought the cape shaft was the brother's.
It doesn't birthday. Really matter. Either way, it was the siblings that were the codes to get into the doors. Moving on.
So we found keypads with kids' family numbers. So at that point, we decided to split up into two different teams. One team to go from to enter in through an adjacent building, and one team to go in through the building.
The building across
was,
the street.
Bedlam.
They have the same birthday.
Yeah, building across the street. So Bedlam and Damon decided to go through the inside while Bright Force and Weasel went to the building across this street. When we got inside the apartment on the penthouse floor, we heard that Bright Force's mom, Maria, was there and that she was, and what was it? Through hearing their voices and figuring out the context clues, we found out that Maria, Bright Force's mom, was also the Boom Saint and also Weasel's mother.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Figuring that out, we called in help from El Combustion to show up as backup and to discuss their family issues.
Bright Force jumped for the first time.
Issues.
And got a big
successfully.
Hug. And got a big hug from El Combustion.
Yeah.
Oh god, it was very wholesome. Last episode was wholesome.
As the episode ended, El Combustion, Bright Force, and Damon jumped across the apartment, entered the apartment, and Maria confronted them while Damon and Boom Bedlam were hiding in the kitchen, trying to setting up an ambush.
I thought you guys were getting snacks.
Snacks.
Oh, no. So with the arrangements of the apartment, we were purposely hiding so that when she had to walk through the apartment into the living room, she wouldn't be looking at us unless she just turns around and looks into the kitchen. But, yeah. It's an action. And that was that.
My papers, I'm so sorry.
I was just doing math on how much damage she can do in one round.
No, because I asked you, because I was like, that's not fair if she can one shot hit us.
But we have El Combustion on our side, though.
I know, but it's
and
technically
the
not.
The economy always wins.
That's fair. But I was just.
Oh, I forgot I have a fifth attack now.
Also,
from earlier.
Which one of us has the power? The power disabling cuffs.
In front of you, you have Boom Saint. She is a cowl of some great renown. She's been active. She was active roughly 18 years ago. Correct?
About
18 years ago. She was last seen battling her father, who happens to be hanging out with you guys right now, El Combustion.
Well, we called him for backup, so, you know.
Fair.
Yeah, and he left his very nice lunch to come help.
Yes, and we appreciate that.
Appreciate.
All right. Y'all, I'm going to need you to roll. Well, let's see where this goes. So, Bright Force, you know what you have already done. You know what you're going to do on your turn.
Right.
So let's roll initiative and see what happens, because your plans may change based on how.
What am I rolling again? One more time.
Initiative.
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 I'm glad I have that number.
Bite me.
11 minus 1 is 10.
All right, Natalie. What did you have?
Gotta go fast. 10.
Natalie.
10.
Fuck.
18. All right.
Plus 4.
No.
It's a dex off for me and him.
Is my total.
He's got advantage, he wins. Doesn't work like that. It's half a point. Doesn't work like that. That's how I'm treating it. I'm okay with this.
Colin.
I got a 5 plus 7 for 12.
Paul. Yes.
Do you even say?
I got 17. And I'm disappointed. The second time I rolled, I had a 29.
Is it because she's caught off guard with El Combustion there?
No, I was going to roll the fucking 7, okay? Alright, Mike, how we doing?
Finishing it up.
Hey, Natalie,
is this
first...
the order?
Yes.
Number 1 is El Combustion.
So, El Combustion roars and says... Oh, what is... you see a kind of a torn El Combustion... This is his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
He loves her, despite the fact that she is a bad...
Crazy.
A crazy and bad person. You know, even if, you know, you still love him, even if you don't like him. So, he is going to run up and grapple her. So, someone roll me a grapple at plus 10. 11, sorry. At advantage, because he's raging.
13 plus 10 for...
11.
For 24?
Yeah, that'll do it. I gotta roll acrobatics to get the fuck out of it. Five and five is
10. 27? Beats a
24. No shit. I didn't think she was gonna make it out. Hell yeah.
I don't even know.
Alright, so yeah, he's gonna go up and try and grapple her, and he says, "Why did you come back? If you hadn't come back, I wouldn't have to do this." And you can hear El Combustion is just beside himself. When he touches her skin, his an aura of cold radiates off of her, and he looks like he's in pain.
Interesting.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Rob got it.
She has next. The power of Sprite. Oh, sorry, Damon is next.
I'm going to cast Hex on her.
Okay.
Giving her disadvantage on all dex. Or not. Yeah. Dex skills.
That's sad. Okay.
Yay! Oh, beautiful.
I will proceed to move to a flanking position.
Okay.
I'm doing some dual damage.
Okay.
Rob knows. Can I make an arcana check to see if Damon knows?
You cannot see magic. You don't have detect magic or any other means to detect it.
No, but you did tell us what the effect is going on, and he would have knowledge of it.
Oh, you can roll disadvantage, because you can't see it, but you can see...
So then it becomes normal, right? Because he has advantage on
right.
all...
No. No.
I have expertise.
Oh.
No, I think disadvantage would be fair. Because you're in the heat of the moment. If you had time to stop and study it, you'd be able to roll regular.
Okay.
So but
aren't they still hiding?
He said he moved up.
Oh, yep. Okay, never mind.
to flank. So at disadvantage, that's a 6 plus 11 for 17.
Yeah, that's armor of Agathys.
Yeah, I already figured that.
Which you go to punch her in the face, you're like, oh, okay, maybe not.
Yeah, but I've already figured it out, so I'm not actually going to punch her.
You are, however, engaged in melee with her.
That's why you have a sword.
Yes, but still considered melee attack, so I'd still take the...
X amount of damage.
But I will take my tactical energy blaster.
Okay.
And take a shot at her.
Fair.
And hope for 25 damage.
And hope for 25 damage.
In melee.
Yeah, but it's not a melee attack, so it doesn't trigger it.
No,
so I get one die.
It goes from disadvantage to advantage for flanking, so it's fly.
Gotcha.
Yep. 17 plus a lot. I think that's probably going to be a
hit. That sounds like a hit.
Yeah, there's no way that doesn't hit.
Plus 8, so that's a 25?
Yeah, that's going to do it.
So it's a D10? Yeah, that's a D10 plus 5. And a D6 for necrotic. I did not empower my weapon.
Okay.
Because that's a bonus action. So that is 9 plus 6. No, 9 plus 5. So 14 damage.
14 damage.
Now with my extra attack feature.
How much was that?
That was 9 plus 5, so 14.
That's what I thought you said. Okay.
6 of it necrotic.
Doesn't matter.
Second attack?
Actually, yes, it does. I think it does.
Well, I'm going to start rolling my second attack.
It doesn't matter. How much? You said 4 of it was?
6 of it was necrotic.
Nice. Okay, so that's 3. So it would be 15 minus 3 is 12. Okay. What am I doing? I have it here.
I assume a 12 will miss.
It does.
I will advise via our telepathic link.
Yay.
Not to damage her with melee for now.
Shit! That's what you hear from Byforce.
Unless you want to get hurt.
That's fair.
All right, who's next, Natalie?
A boom saint.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
All right, so what she's going to do is look at those levels of spells.
Be like, I'm so sorry for being a bitch. I'm so sorry for tormenting you and being a bad mom.
I need everyone in the room to make a wisdom save.
Ow. Oh, boy. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, so I'm going to fail this at a rolling at a plus one.
So is this a line of sight or just area of effect?
Because
I'm still hiding behind something at the first sight.
Oh, nice.
I need to roll perception. I need to roll perception against you. Oh, roll your stealth recon.
Okay. I got a 13.
I see you. I rolled an 18 on the die.
Oh, shoot.
And plus her plus is, yeah, she sees you all day. What are the results on the table? Wait, or should I tell you? I don't tell you the DC until after you roll. Because you could have something that adds to the number.
12 total.
Okay.
8 plus 1, 9.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyone within 10 feet of Bright Force?
For
oh, that's next level.
5 plus 3 is 8.
Someone roll for all combustion for me.
And Bedlam needs to roll too, 18 right?
18 plus whatever.
Yeah.
I did. I got a 14.
All right, so everyone but El Combustion, who was a god of a man.
Fear.
No, worse. It's the spell Scatter.
Oh.
But hers is flavored in that she literally hooks you through walls. All of you are going to be hooked out the window. And you're now standing on the edge, over top, the road below. I need everyone to make an additional dex save.
I'm good with those.
Son of a...
That's a little better.
I'm gonna die. Wow, it's bad.
20 total.
Hey!
13 plus 7.
I got a 25 total.
Oh, I hope you're better.
Oh, also, I need to roll 2d6. Because you're gonna take damage from smashing through the wall.
6 minus 1 is 5.
Everyone take 10 from getting smashed to the walls. That's just because she's who she is. And then what? It's only DC 10 to not fall off the fucking edge.
Oh, good.
Oh wait. 6 plus minus 1 is 5.
Bright Force is falling. Is anyone going to try and save
plus,
her?
7 plus 5 is 12, but I'll wait, try
did
to...
Just, did you just say that Bellum dove off to save her?
Yeah, I can fly, I can glide, and I can run on walls, so I'm not afraid of heights. So. Yeah, I'll dive to save her.
She disappears.
Shit.
Perception to see where she goes?
Roll Arcana.
I like this idea.
That's right. Roll power knowledge. But can I make roll power with intelligence? That's what you're going to use for power knowledge. I've decided. I think I did that last time.
I assume I have a, my expertise. Are you asking everyone? Or?
Yes.
29. Okay, 18 plus 11.
You're going to know what this is.
I'm going to assume that I can't.
You can see it.
Me?
No, you can't. You're off
the side
of the
building.
Yeah,
what the hell are you talking about?
So, Colin...
Total of 12.
Okay, you're not going to know what that is.
Yeah.
The DC was 15.
I got a 3 on that power, but I'm busy, so...
Got it. So, let's handle the Bright Force falling situation first.
Well, Bedlam's the one that's
Bedlam,
up,
so you dove off the building. Roll a dex save again.
Yes. I got a 19 plus 8 for 27.
Yeah, you grab onto her with your legs so that she can momentarily not be falling so that she can teleport herself up on her turn. You're good.
And that's the end of his turn?
Alright.
No, it's still Boomsaint's turn. That was okay. That was him. I gave him a reaction to dive and save you.
Oh, okay.
Instead of you falling off a hundred foot tall building.
Fair, thank you.
So, now back to the results of the very, very good
power
check.
It's an 18 plus 11.
Yeah.
I'm assuming Misty Step.
I'm gonna give you a bonus though. In Misty Step, and you know for a fact she went straight up. No, normally you would not be able to tell, but it looked and it looked like she kind of almost just accelerated super rapidly up, and then you do see a pinprick of what looks like a hole in the ceiling. She isn't necessarily teleporting so much; she's just going so fast that it looked in the end. She in fast to like where she shrinks down to a pinprick and then shoots up.
The spindle of a spindle.
I'm assuming it can't be Misty Step because you have to see your target.
It is. It's effectively Misty Step, but it's an ability.
Yep.
It's a
just
power.
Clarifying
it's a
for power. The audience.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You have to be able to see your target from Misty Step.
Yep. Briefly surrounded by silvery mist, you teleport up to 30 feet to an occupied space that you can see.
Yeah. It was. Let's say she had prepared this so she knew where she could go. Flavor wise,
there was a sunroof.
Yeah, but then you could just go through it. I'm not doing that. Next.
Well, we're all outside, so.
Bedlam is next.
Bedlam?
Yeah.
You
so do I. Do so, I see her then? Or in the sky? Or
no. It looks like she did not go high enough that you could see her. Also, you would have no idea that you're looking that way. Unless, I guess,
okay.
You would spread it through the mind net, right?
Of course.
I was gonna
call. Yeah, so I already had said on the roof.
Okay, what was that, Colin?
Okay, so she's on the roof then.
Correct.
Or is she in the air?
She's on the roof.
So I'm gonna run up the walls.
You are currently holding Bright Force with your legs.
Oh, okay. Up looks like I'm just gonna keep holding her.
Like a good friend.
I can't move. Yeah,
like a good friend. You did a good thing. He just kind of sucked this time. Next.
That would be me.
Yes, it's Weasel. Weasel, sorry.
All right. Now I'm already at the edge, and I've still got jump active. So guess who's jumping up onto the roof? So I will make my way to the roof, and if I can see her, I will cast a spell, but that depends on if I can see her, right?
Yes.
You want me to roll perception?
Please.
Bastard.
Ah, fuck me.
I mean, if you insist. 9 plus 4 is 13.
4 plus 11. No, 4 plus 10 is 14.
So I don't see her.
Meets beats.
A 14 beats a 13.
I thought you said 14.
No.
Oh, that's way better for me. You can't see her. There's a couple air conditioning units up here.
How big is the roof?
Every bit of 100 foot on its side. It's massive.
Okay. But about where she was, I could still piece that out, right?
Yeah, there's an air. There are two air conditioning units within 30 feet of where she was.
Cool. I got this new ability, and I rightly don't care about property damage right now. So she's going to need to make a dex save.
Oh no, the penthouse insurance.
All right. And the dex save is, I want to say, 13.
We're going to make that.
No, wait. It'd be my con plus proficiency plus 8. All right. And that... 15.
We'll make that.
Okay, so she'll take half damage, but there's going to be a fucking wreckage up top now.
Correct. What cover?
Exactly.
What about the kids in the townhouse? The penthouse?
They're inside the building.
What about the dog?
They're inside the building.
Tucker is going to get important. Loud.
What are you doing?
My thunderball.
Thunder. You're the thunder.
All right, so... we have 32 points of thunder damage to the entirety of that 40-foot radius.
Yeah, you have shredded the air conditioning units, both of which are now flattened, and you do not see her.
Oh, come on.
Would you flatten it? I guess no, if you flatten it, yeah, you'd see her. She is laying down behind one of them.
Tee-hee-hee, oh, good. They can't find
shouldn't
me.
She have now, disadvantage on deck save, so she's laying flat?
Prone, you get advantage.
Deck six, no prone. That does not make sense.
Sure it does. You're lower profile.
Yeah, but you can't move anywhere to dodge.
Rolling. I don't remember. It was a thing we figured out one time. It was dumb. Either way, she went prone to dodge, basically.
Got it.
To let that
she
thing
took the dodge action, even though she already used her action.
No.
She scattered and then...
She scattered and then used an ability, and then she ducked behind it. To prevent her from being seen. It was a dex save, man.
Yeah, that was her reaction. Makes sense.
Okay, so I will take 16 damage. Is thunder correct?
Yes. I'm assuming she's also proficient in con saves like we are. Me and...
She has disadvantage with dex saves because of hex.
That does not work on saving throws.
Right. It's disadvantage on ability checks, so grapple.
Yes.
That's what I was doing it for.
All right, next...
Oh, by the way, there's property damage now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm past the point of caring.
All right. I'm being carried by a bedlam.
Yep.
I'm hanging on for dear life. I'm going
roll to... roll power check.
Hold on. Will you wait?
You're right. Sorry. Cut that
I'm
out.
I'm going to teleport to back inside the penthouse.
Roll you that have power. Heard them power say check. Roof. You also heard a massive boom from the roof.
Ooh.
She's called Boom Zing for a reason.
Also,
you had a different priority.
She's very concerned about her brothers because they don't have like powers like we do. So she's more concerned for them than her the mom getting away. Oh my god. I rolled a 19 plus... 6.
I'm
is
assuming
25.
You succeed.
Hold on.
Okay.
Forgot to take into effect the armor bag of these. I had to adjust hit points. So you're what'd you roll? I'm sorry.
19 plus 6 is 25.
Oh, yeah, you slayed it. Yeah, you got this teleporting thing down today. You poof up into the roof. 30 feet away from where you are.
No, what?
What?
No, she's going to the house look for the siblings.
Oh, yeah, you're making it perfectly.
Yeah.
You land right, basically right where you got teleported from.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to run inside?
Yeah. And start looking. I don't know if that's an action.
It'll take you a full round of moving to get back to where you think they are. Are you going to be in costume when you show up?
Yes.
Okay.
There's really no chance for her to change.
It's a button.
Oh, never mind. Then she would have the button. She would hit the button.
Revealing to her team who she is, but at that point, she's
not. No, they already fucking know what?
The yeah. team thing, and now even El Combustion knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Alrighty. After Bright Force, we have.
El Combustion.
Oh, yeah. He's just gonna jump up through the ceiling.
That's about right.
And then just cut to Luna's dad being I feel like I need to take out super insurance right now.
Ramping up the cape insurance.
He absolutely has amazing cape insurance because of what he does for a living.
Yeah, when you attack capes on the regular.
I guess it would be super insurance because it's for capes and cowl damage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Super insurance. We'll correct that. We are retconning the name of it because it makes way more sense. It's super insurance. Supers. With a capital S. Super insurance. All right. So, El Combustion is going to jump through the ceiling. Someone roll 2d20s plus 11. Because he's just going to go through the ceiling.
24.
Yeah.
So
there's
13 plus 11.
Yeah. There's an El Combustion-shaped hole in that ceiling.
Yeah. So she's not hiding anymore.
No, she can't. also, her father came through the floor at her.
Yeah.
Now, she'd go off to the left a little bit so he doesn't immediately just crash through and hit her. And he comes up and he says, Maria, it ends now!
No middle last name?
He doesn't use her full name?
No.
Ooh.
No, because the little girl who he gave that full name to isn't around anymore.
She does not exist.
She's dead to him.
That's basically what he's saying.
I didn't want to say that.
or he would have called her Nina or something like that, you know?
He has a new one.
Aww.
Definitely replaced.
Ha, fuck you, Maria.
and he comes up and he just... He picks her up and hurls her into another air conditioning unit. Roll me a to hit, and okay. If you hit, you're gonna roll 10d6.
Oh, sorry, Paul.
Of hooking damage.
Yep.
14 plus whatever.
Yeah, that hits. 14 plus 11.
Hooking
damage.
Hooking.
H-U-C-K-I-N-G. Hooking.
Okay.
32.
Yeah. 32 damage. Rolling some damage. That's way easier than I thought it was going to be. It's a slider.
Yeah.
For damage. Ooh. That's really slick.
You never know?
No, I never used that.
Oh, okay.
I never used it on my phone, so.
I've been using it.
For damage?
Yeah. It's phenomenal.
Nice.
She smashes into it and is kind of like sitting in the husk of.
What was another
air conditioning unit. And he just like pulls out it's almost like he didn't even choose to do it, but his belt just drops a card on the. It's like, I know you did that move. Just drop a business card.
We fucked something up.
Oh my gosh, that's really smart.
And it's metal. It's a metal business card, so it doesn't fly away. It goes
nice.
Chink.
Is it just a copy of his like insurance card?
Basically. Blame this on me. Sorry.
Here's my information.
All right, so who is next?
Damon.
I will Misty Step to the roof.
Through the hole that El Combustion just made.
Yeah.
Works for me.
Do you want a perception to see where she is?
No, pretty obvious.
Is she within 30 feet of me?
No. He hucked her 60 feet. Like, woof!
That's what I'll move 30 closer and take 2 shots at her. Already use my bonus action. 14 will miss.
Got it.
And she's prone, isn't she?
Which would give you disadvantage to hit her.
Yeah.
I was calling it a wash because she's kind of stuck.
Okay.
She's kind of in a seated position.
How about a natural 20?
That hits.
How are you running your crits in this?
So it's max damage plus whatever you roll.
Yay! I love that.
It's just, so, okay, so tell me what it is, and then I'll go on my little rant.
9 necrotic.
Oh, so that's 4.
Yep, I wanted to specify that first. And 20 piercing? Yeah, 20 piercing.
Damn.
All right, so I'm going to talk about my crit roll real quick because...
Paul's rant.
Small Paul, Paul rant.
Paul needs rant music. Do I do it?
All right, so here's my mini Paul rant. So, since 5th edition came around and you're no longer doubling your bonus when you crit, it feels like crits don't really matter a lot of the time because you'll roll the damage dice twice, but let's say you roll 2 ones. You're just a sad motherfucker when it happens because you basically got nothing out of your crit. So I've decided that as a table rule, crits will be max. So I always have players roll the damage at the same time they roll the hit to save time. So instead of to save time and also to make it feel better, when you crit, you get auto max damage on the first set of dice, and then whatever you roll gets added to it.
Yep.
It makes crits feel like they matter. End of rant.
And that was the... Either I borrowed that or I came up with that before.
I think you borrowed that from me.
I don't know. In any case.
Just for next time.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah.
What a good rant.
All right. So, sorry. Small rant over. Boom Saint has been shot. She's been flung. She's been attacked.
She's been boomed.
She's been boomed.
Mm-hmm.
But guess whose turn it is now?
Boom Saint. And she snarls and says, "I'll get you soon, father." And she disappears. I'm sorry. You see a very fine line, a very fine red line, shoot out through the remains of the air conditioning unit she crashed into, down and away. I'll roll perceptions, everybody, to see if you can tell where it's going. But
I can't.
You cannot. You're inside the building.
Yeah.
This guy rolled another 9, so 13.
6 plus 1 equals 7 for my perception.
So you don't see shit. Next.
Except for I have
13 total.
I do it.
Okay, that's not enough.
No.
Colin, what you got?
I got a 3 plus 7 for 10.
Wow, you really needed him to roll better on that. Anybody else?
Wait. I'm going to use my inspiration die to reroll that.
Oh, shit.
See if it makes a difference. Well, that was a waste. I got a 3 again.
I used one of my 2 inspirations to have him reroll one more time.
Is it worth it, though?
He's the perception guy.
He is the perception.
He's plus 7 versus my
2. Don't roll shit.
No, I rolled 2 threes in a row. So, up, and that's a 9 for 16 total.
Still not good enough.
You can tell that it went northeast, which you know would lead towards the river. But you can't really tell anything more than that.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Butt roll, Raggy.
I didn't get to use the spell that I wanted to because I couldn't see her when I got up there.
Oh, I wonder what the spell was.
Mind Spike.
Oh, so you could keep track of her.
She wouldn't have been able to run from us for an hour.
That would have been great.
Yeah.
One more level and she could never run from me.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's some bullshit.
Hey, you approved it.
Yeah, I forgot that ability existed. As he goes from being a blood hunter into a fighter.
Oh, my flavor.
All your flavor can go to hell. No, I'm not doing that to
my
you.
My backstory, yet. Not my backstory. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I thought that was funny.
All right, moving on. You no longer have any targets. You cannot see her. That was effectively a dimension door.
Yeah.
She is nowhere fucking close. And in a city, 500 feet is a goddamn eternity.
Yep.
Yes.
Does she
Natalie raised her hand.
Does she have a cape?
No.
Why? Because if it was a dimensional door, I like to think she had a cape, and then she was just like, "I'm out of here," and then did like the.
So what? I'll describe.
The cape swish.
I will describe the effect because it was pretty. It was kind of cool. What it was is her body focused down into a pinpoint, mm-hmm. and then spiked out like a lance of energy. Mm-hmm. Her dim door. Her teleportation effects are almost all just her moving incredibly quickly in a certain direction.
Like a star.
Like
a shooting star.
Everyone roll me a power knowledge.
Which would be
power plus intelligence.
Gotcha.
So intelligence plus proficiency. So the same as your history.
Cool.
Except that I have expertise in power.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to give it to you. You may have power knowledge as an expertise, as an advantage skill.
13 plus 4 is 17.
9 plus 11 is 20.
All right, I need
13 plus 7 is 20.
I got 16 plus 2. And plus 0 for 16.
Okay, let's go in order. Who had the lowest?
I think I did.
Wait, you have 0 power skill?
Oh, you're proficient. You said intelligence based.
Yeah, it's intelligence, power plus intelligence. So proficiency plus intelligence.
Proficiency, okay, so proficiency plus intelligence. Okay, so then I have...
19?
Plus 2, so yeah, it's...
Your proficiency is plus 3, Boyle.
I have expertise in power.
Okay, yep, leveled up. Whoops, sorry. So yeah, that's 19 then.
All right, what's the low guy?
Is it me with 13 plus 4 is 17?
Yeah, it is.
17, 19, mm-hmm. 20, 20 plus.
Oh, so should I erase this now?
Yes, yeah, it is no longer relevant. Elcombustion is banging on the ground in frustration. Just in case you're wondering.
She went that away.
Yeah, he's like, I can't catch her. No one can. Which is going to be evident when I tell you what her power set is. Her power set is called Ignition. It is the spark before an explosion. It's okay. Momentary. It's fast. It's the fastest part of the explosion. It's that spark.
Okay.
It gives the ability to fly with perfect maneuverability. So hover. If anyone wants to look, you can now go check the power sets if you'd like, because you guys rolled high enough that you can go look that up. Yeah, you get a 30-foot flight, and she gets the ability to basically the Tabaxi feel an agility trait, but for her flying. So she could dart forward at 120 foot and around, but then she can't do it again until. They also get Magic Missile power mod for day, but it scales. So as she was a X level character, yet was not first level Magic Missile coming at you.
Yeah.
I didn't use it because it was way worse than what she was doing to you. Also, if she were to dive bomb you guys, you'd take damage. And then she increases your speed, Misty Step power mod per day. She gets to add her power mod to attack and damage with thrown weapons, and doubles all their ranges. So what she'd do is she would actually put a spark on the end of a dagger, and she gets to throw it at, basically, she gets to add her charisma and her dex to the damage. Anti-hit damage, so she's a devastating, martial combatant, especially with Life Drinker. And then finally, at a certain level, people get to, if you have the Ignition power set, you get a 68 smite. You can use power mod per day. On ranged attacks as well.
Fun. Yeah.
Imagine that on a crit fisher.
Oh, yeah. No, the Ignition's great on a crit fisher. But you have to decide, is speed better for crit fisher, or is that... or both. But the thing is, you can't get the ability you want for this, but it's 16 for both of them. I did it so you couldn't get them both. I thought this through.
So you can only take the bonus thing once?
What do you mean?
You can sacrifice a feat to increase your multi-class ability.
Multi-power.
Yeah, the multi-power feat, is which I am going to make a thing. It can't increase to anything past where it could naturally land. So your first one's the only one that'll ever be able to get that last tier, but you can get a bunch of other ones that are at the...
So no 24 intelligence.
Correct.
For now.
Unless you get a tome or something. Alright, so you guys, Elcombustion is beside himself. Oh, more things that people get to learn. I know, I gave you all the information you're going to get from that. What she could potentially do.
Yep.
You also know that she is a particularly devastating melee combatant. Mm-hmm. Her throwing her dagger at you will hurt like being shot with a energy blaster, or worse.
Yep.
But yeah. So, what you doing? El Combustion is he's pissed, and Weasel, you've seen your grandfather like this once or twice before. Usually, when he lost, when someone he cared about, or someone got hurt in the city that shouldn't have got hurt, and it was because he couldn't stop it. That's what it's like. But no one got hurt. Let's flash down to Brightforce, though. She doesn't know what happened.
Right.
Brightforce. Or, I'm sorry, Luna, because you were out of suit.
Mm-hmm.
You were running to go see your siblings.
Ripping doors open, trying to find them.
You eventually find them in the back bedroom. You hit the door, and there's obviously a dresser in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
The door opens into the room?
Correct. And there's
a dresser, so I can't open the room?
There's probably a 500-pound dresser in front of that thing.
I just start calling out to them.
Your brother Anthony's real strong when he's in bear form.
Right. I call out to them.
What do you say?
I'm like, Anthony? Are you in there? I'm trying to get in. What happened? I'm confused.
You hear Tucker whining from in the room.
Tucker!
Luna?
Yeah. Can you move the dresser, please?
We got captured by Boom Saint showed up all of a sudden. Or she kept calling herself Boom Saint. She looked a lot like Mom.
I think it is Mom. But can you please let me in?
And that's Charlie talking. It's Charlie who's been answering you. He says, mm-hmm. Anthony passed out.
Okay.
I can't move the front. I can't move the dresser.
Okay, so I need you to move yourself,
Tucker,
and Anthony out of the way.
Now, to be clear, you can see inside.
Yeah.
There's a crack in the door, so you could just teleport in there. You could just pop in.
Okay.
But do you want to do that in front of
your brothers?
I'll do that in front of my brothers, because they already know that I kind of have the glittery powers, so it wouldn't really be much of a stretch to teleport.
So you do that?
Yeah.
Roll power. I'm only going to make you do it a couple more times, then you'll be free.
Shit. 5 + 6 = 11.
You hit the 10. You're not under fire, so you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
You pop through. You kind of stumble at the end because you didn't roll very well. You're like, oh, shit, fuck, no, almost, no, ah, got
almost
it.
Landed on Tucker's tail.
Exactly. Oh, my God, why would you say that? How dare you?
That's exactly what happened. Tucker, Tucker darted to the left image. You, splayed your legs and almost did the splits to stop yourself from landing on him.
You didn't land on him, but you almost did.
I almost did.
Charlie says, you can teleport?
We're not going to talk about that right now.
Yes, we are.
You can teleport? How long has Anthony been out?
Just a minute. Or no, 30 seconds or so. What? We moved the furniture. He turned into a, he bear shifted and then pushed the furniture over. You see there's giant gouges in the floor where it did it. Because he didn't lift, he just pushed.
Yeah.
There's the grooves from the feet of this thing are there.
He's going to show him up and put it back.
Just pick it up and put it back. he says, yeah, he did it. And then all of a sudden he growled and I understood. He was like, ow, everything hurts. And then he fell down.
Aww.
He's breathing okay, but he sounded like he was in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Why are you here?
I heard that.
Where were you this morning?
I was at Allison's house. I thought it was Alyssa for some reason. I was at Allison's house, and Mom said to come by the house by 10, and they talked to me about sending me to a military school. And then I got really upset, and I ran away. Dad got hurt. In the process, I heard about that. And then I heard about Dad texted me to meet up here, but then Boom Saint was here and some heroes were here.
So how did Boom Saint not take you? Did Boom Saint hurt you?
No.
How did you get past her? She was in the hallway.
Oh, the capes were here and Boom Saint kind of just dealt with them. El Combustion was here.
El Combustion was here. I always wanted his autograph. Dad wouldn't let me go.
Well, you know what? I'm going to be completely honest with you, bud. You're probably going to be able to get his autograph today.
What? Promise? And your brother smiles for the first time today.
And then she holds out her pinky. I pinky promise.
You know, if you break a pinky promise, you die.
Charlie, I know that if you break a pinky promise, you die. And then we do pinky promise. You gotta pinky promise me.
And he goes in for the really, really strong pinky promise.
She's stronger.
Yeah, no shit.
honestly.
He's a dog, you're a monster.
Okay, and then she goes...
He's a dog, you're a dwarf.
Tuck, keep an eye on Anthony.
Also, you notice that Anthony didn't fully shift back. He's kind of still got really bear-like features.
Right.
He's very hairy. He's bigger than he normally is.
He's hairier than normal.
Sounds like puberty.
You notice he was wearing basketball shorts? That's the only clothing he still has on. The rest of it's just exploded out.
Okay.
You see shreds of cloth all over the room.
Tuck, just keep an eye on him.
And Tucker just goes over and lays his head on his lap and lays his head on his legs and like, and goes, I got you. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. All right. Charlie says, I got you.
Oh, good. All right. So, Charlie, you're going to help me push the furniture out of the way of the door.
Dad's going to be so mad.
I'm going to be completely honest with you, bud. There's a hole in the ceiling, a L combustion sized hole in the ceiling. I think we're going to be okay.
Really?
Yeah.
A combustion was in the house?
Yes.
No fucking way.
Yes.
I'm so in.
I know. You're so excited. I need you to help me push this, though.
Hey, where's a combustion? Can I say hi?
I believe he's on the roof right now, confronting Boom Saint. Let them do their work.
How do I get to the roof?
Charlie.
Damn it. Okay. And he's going to go help you try and move it, which, by the way, you could just lift the fucking thing, so.
No, we're just going to let him think that he's being helpful. Just let the boy, let him think that he's being helpful.
I'm not even going to roll for it. Roll deception.
He, like, slips and isn't actually pushing it for a second and realizes it's still moving.
How'd you do?
A 4 plus 3.
I roll insight 7. For your very wise brother because he's a dog. You're a lucky son of a
yes!
bitch.
Yes!
I got a 3 plus 5 is 8.
Yeah.
Fuck you, dice. You go in the fucking pot.
Wait, did you just say 8 is your total?
Yes.
My deception total was 7.
I got it!
You actually got it, yeah.
So he trips. And
oh, no!
He trips on his own, on like...
his tail?
No, not his tail. He trips on like a shred of his brother's shoe that exploded off his brother's foot. And then he notices that like, he falls on the ground and notices the dresser's not touching the ground. And he's not touching it. But you are... It's like, how fucking strong are you?
Charlie just you know, like, and then she just lifts it and just puts it down. Come on, let's go.
I turn into a fucking dog, and she gets
yes, you do.
Goddamn teleporting
but,
a super saiyan.
But you know
fuck?
What? You know what? Though you get to talk to Tucker, and I'm incredibly jealous of that.
Are you going to RSCA for the cape stuff?
Do you not remember that I'm banned from that place?
Damn. Okay, there's this other super academy that down the. I'll show you a brochure. I'll get you a brochure.
Thing PDF.
Sure.
Thank you. Like, you know what? Also, send it to Allison because I feel like she would get every single detail. I kind of skim through sometimes.
Reading is for nerds.
Reading's for nerds.
It's just their old proficiency in histories.
It's fine. She likes history.
All right, so you guys go back out, and you guys go out, and the hole, you see the giant combustion-sized hole.
She's trying to calm down Charlie. He's so
excited. He's like trying shaking. To figure out if he can jump through the ceiling. He's
no.
Like, he's like, how the fuck am I?
She's like there? Pushing him down. No. No.
And he's like, oh, the closet, and he like
no!
he like
no, darts Charlie! Around.
To there's like a like utility closet.
Tell him that Boom Sing is still here because your character doesn't know that she left.
Oh, that's true. I told him that, though, that they're fighting on the roof.
Oh, shit.
They're fighting on the roof.
Okay. He's, I'm, He walks over.
Are we still? Are you like projecting some of this through the mind link?
Yeah.
I'll start throwing a couple of my mini booms, so it looks sounds like we're still.
He's like, he walks over to his backpack. He says, "I'm gonna help," and he unzips it.
No.
And pulls out a little baby drone with a camera on it.
Charlie, why do you have that?
Because I wanted video from on top of the building. I wanted to show off where I need to live now.
Dad has said not to do that, though.
Yeah, but I don't listen to him.
So he takes the
drone and throws it.
I'm mind linking that he's sending up a drone.
Incoming.
Boom, he's just sending up
right
a drone.
As I see it go through the hole. Boom!
Roll the hit?
No.
Roll the save, Paul.
Oh, fuck.
For a half damage.
Yeah, but this is effectively a minion. A save will save it.
I will also roll to hit them.
I'm going to give him a +3 to drive this thing because he's not that he's not proficient.
15.
I need to roll a 12 or better.
Yeah.
18.
Can I now survive a fire shot at it?
Fuck, no. He just blasted it out of the air. He's like, my drone!
I'll buy him a new one.
Honestly, it's fine. He knows he's not supposed to bring it.
I'll buy him a new one.
Okay, fair.
He's like, that's my half-brother, damn it.
That's our brother.
He doesn't know it yet. Shut up.
He can't hear you.
This is so... She's like having like a... Like, she's thinking really hard.
All right, so he's like, my drone, I got destroyed. Fuck,
it's okay.
You can say it was part of the.
It was probably part of the fight, man.
And therefore, it's replaced by insurance.
Yeah, it's gonna be replaced by insurance. It's gonna be fine.
How long do you guys wait up on the roof? Because Combustion,
I'm gonna try and help El Combustion with
Okay, so go over and talk to him because you're gonna need to use your words to soothe the savage grandfather.
Yeah.
The way you talk will determine if you get advantage or disadvantage on this roll, or regular.
Okay. I mean, I'm just trying to... Mike doesn't know what to say, so that's where this is...
I know, but yeah. I'm giving you an opportunity to get an advantage.
Yeah.
Or disadvantage, depending on how wrong you or right you go.
Actually, I don't even have to go up to him, but I will, because we got the mental thing going, and...
If you want to take a second to think about it, that's okay.
Yeah.
Take a second. We'll start, you know. Because, you know, how this goes could change how certain things go. So that's why it matters what you say.
So Weasel will go up to El Combustion, put the hand on his shoulder, and, you know, he's still probably beating the crap out of the roof, so...
And this, at a certain point, he's got, like, this thunder coating his hands, and he has created a pretty much a perfect, like, hemisphere where his fists go. And he's just grinding it because he's trying not to do any more damage, but he's so pissed.
Mm-hmm. So, put my hand on his shoulder, and he's like, I know she got away, and we will get her. You and I, we will take her down. But... there are some other things we can focus on.
What?
Well, you have some new grandchildren you didn't know about before.
He unballs his fist and he flexes his hands, and you can see that you can hear them crack because they've been in fists for so long. And you're. Pop, 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 pop. I met my granddaughter. She's wonderful.
Now.
Have you met my grandsons?
I know of them. I have not met them myself, and I don't believe they know who their mother is, so I don't know if they're aware of who their connection to you.
Hmm.
To us.
Sounds like a family reunion's in order.
Although it sounds like, what's his, and this is like bouncing to Luna, what's his name?
The grandsons?
The one that's awake?
Charlie.
Yes, it sounds like Charlie's interested in meeting you. He sounds like a fan.
My grandson's a fan?
Who wouldn't be?
Okay, he went from pissed off to excited in about half a second. That's your grandfather. Once he's broken, you know, he rages like a barbarian.
Yeah,
because he's a fucking barbarian. But he goes from angry and happy are two sides of the same coin for him. So he went from
Flipped the coin over.
He went from pissed off to very excited in like half a second when you said the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So
he says, "Maybe we will see him."
I think that would be good. He tried to send a drone up here while we were.
Oh, where is it? I'll say hi.
The drone got shot.
Wow. Who shot the drone? That's not very nice.
Well, we didn't know if they. Yeah. We didn't know exactly what was going on. Also, he wasn't supposed to have it, so I'll be replacing it.
But take it out of the repair fund.
No, I will replace it because
trust me, take it out of the repair fund. I may have made a decent investment in a minor drone company and
okay.
If you tell them. He holds out. He says, "Hey Jen," and you hear, "Yes, El Combustion. Send Weasel the number from my drone guy."
Okay.
Understood. And on your your phone, you're going to get contact card.
All right.
And you're like, "Man, I wish I had Jen."
So we'll walk over to the hole.
And yeah, there's a hole, and it's about 12 feet down to the next. It's about a 10-foot ceiling in there. Okay. But about a 12-foot down to land. Oh, you know, you can.
I've still got jump active, so I'm hoping that counts. Otherwise, I can just lower myself in.
Or you could just roll a power and not roll a one.
Yeah.
With what your plus is.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
No, because I don't want to do any more damage to the house.
No, that's what I'm saying. Oh. Don't roll a one. Okay. And you're able to just put a little soft poof below you.
Well, that's a 12 on the die plus 10, so 22.
You're good.
Yeah.
Actually, you couldn't have failed that. Even a not all net one wouldn't have failed that.
Yeah.
Guess what? You can now fall 10 feet without hurting yourself.
Cool.
Forever.
Cool.
Unless it's not a controlled. Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
So you land in there in the like, and okay, we're gonna roll luck here. All right. Okay, all of you come down in cape costume, cape uniform, right?
Yep.
Okay. Cool.
Yep.
Each person. Because this is fun for me, and I'm going to do it.
Roll in fame?
Yes. No, actually.
It's
going to be a D12. I got to find a fucking D12.
There's one right in front of you. Dead center. White.
Okay. So, let's go per character. Let's start starting from Bedlam. Bedlam, what's your fame?
One.
Okay. So, that means you're going to get one on either side of this number.
Oof.
I'm sorry. Two. Because one on either side is normal. Two on this side would be exceptional. So, Colin, what's your number?
Six.
He not only does he know who you are, he's a fan of your fighting style.
Bastard.
Let's go, Damon. Oh, what's your number?
And
what's
my your number fame? Is six, and my fame is zero.
You had at least one.
No.
Everybody got one.
No. We all got one.
Yeah, everybody got one.
Liberator thing. We all got one.
I remember not getting it, that one.
You did. He has never heard of you.
Not even working with him?
Nope. I rolled a 9.
With Bedlam? Damn.
Oh, what'd you got, Bravors? Actually, you're not in costume.
No, I'm not.
Weasel has a plus 1 to fame, because we all do.
What's your number?
7.
Oh
no!
I got a 1. That's the exact opposites.
So he does know of me, but he hates me.
No, he knows of you, but
well, only he knows of me because of El Combustion. Why wouldn't he?
Only through your grandfather. He has never heard of anything you've done on your own.
But if he's heard of Bedlam, then he's heard of the rest of us.
No.
Yeah.
You were all mentioned, but kids don't really read all the words when they read things.
All right.
Whatever. It's like, that's a weird... Wait, no, I'm also a weird name.
Yeah. So, he's like, "Wow, Bedlam! And El Combustion!"
And the other guys.
And the other... You're El Combustion's grandson, Weasel.
Yes.
Where's the Weasel?
I mean, she's
roll
here.
Roll for the weasel.
Roll for Cece.
What's her number?
We'll go with 6.
It should be 4. Just
C4. Yeah.
It's 11. No, she's never heard of her either. And Elcombustion kind of like lands down just like you did. And he says, "Hello! What's your name?" He says, Charlie? Like, he's like, what, 13?
No, he's like 14.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
For a year.
14, 15. Okay. He's 2 years younger than me.
But he's shocked. He's like...
Hi!
Like, his voice cracks hard, and I can't...
Hold me, Luna!
I can fake a voice crack, but it takes a minute, and I'm not going to spend the time on that.
It's all good.
He's like, hi! Hi, I'm Charlie. And he says, how are you doing, Charlie? And he reaches out and takes his hand, his giant hand, and Charlie's much smaller hand shakes, you know, very gently.
We see the ears just like...
Yeah, perk up. Charlie's ears are up. His tail is wagging like a fucking monster, like a fucking fan blade.
All right, shake, good boy.
as you watch, he like starts to like almost like do the whole like use one leg to scratch the other leg, like.
He's oh, so like excited. The leg shakes.
The leg thump. his one foot is just vibrating up and down really fast. He says, wow, it's an honor to meet you, sir. What happened to Boom Saint? She came in and I think she might have been my mom. Her mom took us from the house and brought us here, and then she went to the bathroom and then came back out dressed like that. What happened? And Combustion's like, I don't know. He looks to you guys like, you want to say something?
Suggestion of kidnapping? Boom Saint actually kidnapped her,
and we're sending this all telepathically like to each other. We're like, what do you want to do, Luna?
Luna's like, this is
you know.
Should I just tell him?
Do we want to? I mean, do you think he can handle it?
She looks at Charlie, and he's doing the leg shake thing. I'm like, you know what? And she looks at Charlie and goes, "Hey, bud. So,
yeah."
And then she presses the button and is now Bright Force. And she's like, okay, so before you... So remember how
totally
I lifted the thing? Yeah,
you're good.
So mom
she's
is
like,
Boom.
Wait, hold on. Well, that means you're Bright Force.
Yes.
He's Damon.
Yes.
Weasel.
Good.
Bedlam. Holy shit! And then he figures
Charlie?
Out who all you are.
Yeah.
Okay, so mom is Boom Saint.
Well, that's disappointing.
I know, but...
But
are you ready for this?
Get some really good news.
Ready for this one, though? Okay.
Wait, hold on. Boom Saint was Elcombustion's daughter. Mm-hmm.
There it
good
is.
Good job.
We could see the light bulb turning on.
It's a good thing he's loyal as a dog.
He is. Cogs are turning.
He's like, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
If Boom Saint's our mom.
Yes.
Elcombustion is Boom Saint's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Grandpa?
Yes. And then this is our half brother. So that would mean then that Weasel is our half brother. So we now have another brother.
Wait.
Yes.
Yo.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm not calling you Weasel, I'm sorry. you're really gonna have to go over this with Tony, because he's not gonna take this as well as I am. Let's be clear.
Well, to be fair, we can probably tell him something else. We just need to figure out what.
No, he's...
He'll be fine.
He's pretty good at sniffing out lies ever since he got the bear form thing.
So, he's down on the ground right now. So, could we have someone go check him?
Elcombustion is just gone.
Oh. Where'd he go?
You hear a door opening and Tucker growling, and then Tucker...
I am with him.
Oh, you went with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he literally, like... heard your grandson's on the ground, and then he appeared
like, fast walking.
That barbarian movement.
That barbarian movement, just like the fucking wind. Zealous charge towards saving his family. By the way, Elcombustion fights even after 0 hit points.
Yeah.
Until negative his hit points.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he's a level. That's awesome. He's a level 14 plus zealot barbarian. He literally just won't die. As long as you keep a healer around, he will not die.
Did I not pick the best backup or what?
truly, yes.
God, she was gonna go finger death on somebody. I was looking forward to it.
So Bright Force changes back to Luna and then runs to them. And then tells Tucker.
Do you want a medicine check on Tucker? Or not Tucker.
Yeah, roll it for Anthony. Roll medicine. And I believe, and we have reflavored medicine to be intelligence because the reason why it's wisdom in D&D regular is that they didn't really understand how it worked. But it was pretty much all intuition. Yes, there's still intuition involved like in field medicine, but this is more trying to diagnose what happened.
9 plus 13 for 22.
Yeah, he is in some form of power shock.
Would you suggest healing?
Magic? No. You would know that it's something that happens naturally when someone overtaxes their powers. It's not common in most... It wasn't common because most people have an instinctive understanding of where their powers can go. But he was probably overtaxing his senses so he could understand what was going on. And he just... When he went to go lift it, he was using... in champion's terms, he burned through all his endurance and then went through his stun too. In D&D terms, he used up all of his daily uses of enhanced senses and then pushed to do it a couple more times and then passed out.
How would you suggest with a 22 medicine to figure out what to do to comfort him and bring him around?
Pretty much just let him sleep. Or if you can get him to a power a hospital with a powered ward, which most hospitals are going to have to build one now, if not all. And they'd be able to recuperate it, help him recuperate it more quickly. But
then
it would
again,
just
sleeping it off will probably work.
8 hours of sleep and he'll be just fine.
And that's why I relate to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's like, oh,
but I try to be some more professional, knowledgeable.
Yeah, he's just Oh, yeah, I remember when Weasel did that.
Thanks.
Do we all hear this?
Yeah.
Tell
the story.
I'm assuming
it's through the...
Well, it was when he blew himself out of the storm drain. He knocked himself out for 2 days. But yeah, so that's what you're going to get there. Charlie and El Combustion are going to just chat. And El Combustion's going to tap a button on his wrist, and the mask is going to go away, and he's going to leave your grandfather in his, cargo shorts with
is that really what he'd wear on a date?
He was on a date, you're right. Absolutely, it's a fucking cargo shorts. it's cargo shorts and a Bermuda button down. He says,
is El Combustion you?
To some extent.
Well, yeah, most of the characters I like end up having a little bit of me, but no. But he's also just... He is someone who he knows exactly who he is, and if someone doesn't like him for that, he doesn't give a shit about. He just tells them to go fuck themselves.
Yeah,
he's that. I'm 70 plus years old, but I'm as hardy as a 30-year-old, as a 25-year-old. I'm gonna do what I want, and if I don't want to be with someone who's a bitch, I'll show up like I am. And if they don't like me, they can go fuck themselves. He's like, I've got plenty of good years left. He knows he is. He knows he has plenty of good years left. Especially after the surge. He's been feeling amazing.
Yeah.
I
see him as Weasel is a half elf, but I see El Combustion as a wood elf, so he gets the extra movement. And
Dwarf. He's a dwarf.
I fucking called it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he and Bright Force had the same build. I'm talking
about. It's almost like they're related.
I'm the odd one out here.
You have more of your mom and your and your grandmother.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. and
you're really a lot more like your dad, but you don't know who your dad is.
Yeah.
You got the hair color and things from Combustion, but that's about it. Hair color, eyes,
But
yeah.
But Charlie and El Combustion are having a cute little chat.
Oh yeah, it's very wholesome. It's like
since this is what we're doing, Weasel will pop his costume off as well. And be like, all right, I'm Rico.
This is Charlie. He says,
"We'll let
this feels weird." He just gives you a hug.
Yeah, and we'll let Cece introduce herself.
I am.
I'll do the whole mind thing, whatever, and be like, okay, here we go.
She's, hi, I'm Cece. Who are you? You sound like a dog. And a bear. Are you a bear or a dog? Which one? Wait, look at the ears. Dog! Hi! You're not going to chase me, are you? I got chased by a dog one time.
That was bad.
I couldn't
I would have thought she was the one chasing the dog.
I couldn't teleport at that time, so it was very scary.
It could have been a chihuahua.
I kicked a chihuahua's ass. Yeah. No, it was a Doberman. It was real scary. I ended up going over a fence.
How's Charlie taking this?
In stride. He's at the age where he's still young enough that it's not... that his mind is plastic enough that it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's... Anthony's going to have a tougher time because he's older than you.
Yeah.
So his brain is much more set in who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Learning all this, that's probably what knocked him out. Learning who his mom was a fucking villain and that his, you know, like doing all that, he's like, holy shit, like my world is shattered.
Shut down. My world is crumbling in front of me.
My mom and dad are getting divorced. Blah, blah, blah. You know? As he just turns into fucking pudding. What are y'all gonna do? El Combustion says, I'm gonna take care of the kids here. They're safe with me. That if they're safer with me than they would be anywhere else in the city.
You can take them to their father.
Well, where is he at?
The Arcology.
He gives you a floor number that's exactly the right floor.
Yep.
Alright, yeah. He says, I got the caddy downstairs. We'll pick up my lady friend. We'll go.
I'll go with you, with them.
Okay. Yeah, the caddy's big enough for everyone. What am I talking about? he says, he walks in and picks up Anthony like he doesn't weigh a pound.
Yeah.
Puts him over his shoulder, puts him, you know, kind of like leans him, like holds him like a baby, even though he, you know, he's
over his shoulder.
Yeah, over his shoulder, like patting his back. He's just going to be fine. And as he does, he actually watched the hairs recede. He's calm.
Yeah.
Combustion had 3 kids. He knows how to take care of a kid and calm them down,
mm-hmm.
even if they're asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew exactly what to do to calm the kid down. Eventually, as he walks out, you see the hair recede until it's just back to the normal ears and the stubby little tail.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, all right, Rico, you coming with? To meet, I guess he's not much to you, is he?
Well, he could be my dad. We don't know.
You're right. Come on. Family trip. you get in the caddy. The caddy is, you know... 11 is 12 feet wide, so it fits everybody. There's three in the front seat, 3 in the back, and it is not crowded.
And Tucker.
And Tucker's just kind of running between the seat, running in like this the open space by your knees because it's a Cadillac and it's got room for days.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony's kind of just slumped in the front seat next to El Combustion and put his arm around him, and Rico, you get to meet your grandfather's lady friend for the first time.
Oh.
Describe her for me.
Okay. I blindsided again. Thank you, Paul.
Oh, it's my favorite part. Making me think things out.
I honestly had not thought about this. And
I told you she existed.
You told me she existed, but this is not, you know, something that Rico wants to think about.
Would you like me to describe it? I figured I'd give you a chance at it.
I'll give that to you.
Sorry. So, El Combustion's lady friend looks to be about the same age as El Combustion, maybe a little bit younger. She has full-length red hair still. It is not dyed. You can tell that it's all the way down to the roots. She has the biggest smile. It is infectious. And she comes in and she's got a southern drawl and she's like, oh, darling, are you okay? You look like you've been through a lot.
It's been a day.
Well, that's all right. Get on in the caddy. We'll go, whatever. Where are we going, honey? And El Combustion's like, we're going to the Arcology. We're going to go see a man. We're going to go see a man. About a dad. And she says, well, okay. I've got nowhere else to be. And,
it's a hell of a date.
She says, you know what? I didn't expect any less. Your grandfather's the most interesting man.
The most interesting man in the world.
Exactly. Yes, Dos Equis. Dos Equis absolutely approached El Combustion for a fucking thing, and he turned it down. And he's like, I don't drink. And he says, wait. Yes, I will. I am the most interesting man in the world.
I was going to say, he turned it down, so then they got the other guy.
That's better. That's better than what I had. And so
people were upset because they were like, that's not the most interesting man in the world. It's El Combustion. What the heck are they thinking?
I like to imagine El Combustion as like, he's not Superman status. He's not like that level, but in the region, he is. Every motherfucker knows who El Combustion is.
Throughout Mexico and then Riverside City area.
Midwest. Yeah.
So those are his two regions that he's like.
Chicago down, you know, all the way up to like Detroit, down to Chicago, all the way down to, even Texas knows him really well because it's by Mexico.
Well, I mean, like, it's a whole strip.
Like
the whole line.
You know, Tornado Alley, and then like two states on either side. and then down to Mexico.
He probably formed a few of them tornadoes with his booms.
Or stopped them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely something he would be doing. Get me close! Boom! And then just, blows out a tornado. He's like, we saved some lives. Let's go get tacos. Yeah, so, it's a really, a pleasant drive. Your grandfather, the car's very comfortable. You've driven it before. It's very comfortable. And you just kind of cruise over to the Arcology. He flashes his wristwatch and a separate entrance opens. He drives into it.
I'm familiar with this entrance.
Yeah.
Oh, my bike. Fuck. Oh, yeah. We'll have El Combustion loaded into the trunk.
Or you can just drive along with us.
It doesn't have AI that advanced.
He drives it.
Right, but it can shapeshift into a bag, duffel bag.
Just put in the trunk, which has enough room for four of them. Luna, did you get a motorcycle too, or no?
Not yet. They haven't gotten theirs yet. Mine was just a changeover from my old one.
You're like, I wish I had a bike. Do you guys make it to the hospital? Grant Malcombustion comes in, introduces himself as who he is, because he has no shame in who he is. He is who he is, and he doesn't give a fuck what anybody else thinks.
Mm-hmm.
It's very refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'm Malcombustion, a.k.a.
Hector
Lopez.
There we go.
I remembered. You go up, you meet him, you talk to your dad. Your dad's excited, you figured out who your grandfather is. He's like, holy shit, wait, my wife is Boom Saint?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's grounds for divorce.
You think? Might
pretty
be.
Sure.
And custody.
I might get sole custody. Fuck her. Oh, sorry.
Charlie covers ears.
Which one? Which set?
Charlie?
Which set?
He has both. No, yeah. I thought he the ears go.
No,
it just is covers.
He has both.
That makes no sense, Paul. But okay,
she uses the flaps of one to cover both.
There you go.
That's adorable. You can totally do
folded
that.
Down.
No, if you've ever looked at a person without ears, it's real creepy looking. Even if they got ears on top.
No, I'm saying. So, if he has droopy dog ears?
He doesn't have droopy dog ears, though.
Oh, he has up ears?
He's got gold, ears? He's got like golden retriever ears, man.
No, did they have floppity doppity
ears? I'm sorry. He's got like
uppity ears.
No, what the fuck? He's got like German shepherd ears.
What?
Like fucking.
Oh, like the sonar?
Yeah, sonar dishes.
Sonar dishes?
So
I can hear everything.
He has both sets of ears. One hears, much better than the other, but he has both sets.
Anyway.
Rico's standing in the corner, like, doing math. Like, taking a look at her
you
dad.
You look
it's like,
nothing like him. There is no doubt in your mind.
Nah.
You look nothing like him. There's no chance. Rico, as I point to Rico, because he... as I point to Mike, because you guys can't see that. Sorry. Rico looks nothing like... looks nothing like Roger. Yeah, it's a pleasant meeting. You guys end up staying there a long time. About 2 hours in, El Combustion's lady friend says, I really do have to get going, Hector.
I have to go, Hector.
I'm sorry, darling. I really do have to get going. My grandson's waiting for me. So, it's been lovely meeting you, Luna. Charlie, Rico, Anthony, when you wake up.
we probably have him set up in a room to recover that.
He'll be fine. They're really not doing anything. They're just keeping him under observation.
Probably keeping him hydrated.
Yeah.
Fluids.
Just fluids. Saline drip.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then some to check his vitals just to make sure he's okay.
Tucker's with him?
Yeah, and they didn't even balk at Tucker coming in. Like,
of course not.
We already have another dog and a bear. That's another dog.
Yeah, but those are people.
But they don't know that. They don't know that Tucker's just a dog.
Here's something to try. I'm going to try and use my telepathy on Tucker while I'm just fucking around.
Oh my god, yes, please.
If he doesn't have a high enough intelligence score, it shouldn't work.
His intelligence score is 5.
Okay.
Which is much higher than it should be.
Yeah.
He's... Hello?
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm Rico.
What's a Rico?
I'm Luna's brother.
You're not Charlie or Tony. No,
I'm their brother, too.
I don't trust you.
I can get you snacks.
I can't see you. I don't trust you.
And then I'll go and find him, and I'll bring, like, a thing of beef jerky or whatever. Luna, Tucker can have beef jerky, right?
Yeah, he's good.
Okay.
He's a good boy.
Yeah. You brought beef jerky. Wait, is that you?
Yes. And I'll speak as I'm talking to him mentally.
Okay, so that's obviously you. He gets up and sniffs all around you.
And we'll let Cece do what she wants to do, but we'll, you know, at least try to keep them somewhat separated.
Cece jumps on his head like,
"Oh,
we're going riding!"
Tucker.
I literally wanted to call him Chester. I was like, that's not
Tucker.
It.
That's not it.
And Tucker's like, I don't want to go riding. I got to stay with Tony. Cece's like, I don't like it, but fair. I'm sorry. I don't like it, but fair.
We can go riding, Cece.
Yeah, but I like the way I feel when a dog runs because it kind of goes bouncy, 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 bouncy.
Just get that upgrade on your bike.
That'll be awful.
Undo the suspension.
Yeah, or just turn it off. He says, but you do smell like, you smell like Luna. Luna wouldn't hang out if you weren't okay. Okay. And he just takes the beef jerky bag from you.
Cool.
And he literally shreds it in front of you. And he's like,
he says, I should have opened that.
Yeah, you should open that.
Says, you can go. Thanks. I'm going to stay with Tony.
Okay. I was just saying hi.
Nice to meet you.
It is nice to meet you, too. You're a good boy.
Don't forget to sniff his butt.
He's a good boy. He's a good boy.
Very good boy.
Super good boy.
Did you put him in the mind net, or did you just
direct? No, I was just direct.
He says, okay. I'm going to go back and hang with Anthony. And he kind of just nods on some beef jerky.
He would say, I'm a good boy.
I am a good boy.
I'll pick up some of the garbage, whatever, and throw that away.
Sorry. I know
throw
whatever.
Throw away some of the garbage.
You know how some dogs, if they have, like, garbage by them, and they're falling asleep, and you're like, okay, I'm going to get it. And then you just hear them growl, and it's like, okay, but, like, are you even asleep?
Okay. Yeah, so I think on that truly wholesome note, I think it's time to end. All right. You can find me on Twitter at CURUNIR471. You can follow the podcast at RSCPod. There will be a link to the Patreon, to a Patreon in the description. It's my Patreon. If you follow, there's a couple different levels. If you join at the first tier, you'll get access to our private Discord. Just DM me once you've jumped on, and I'll send you a link. Colin, what you got?
Yeah, I usually don't have a social media, so nothing this week.
Rob, what you got?
I got my Twitter at RSCPodRob. I will talk at you guys next time.
Mike?
You can find me on Twitter at RSCPod.Mike. And y'all have a good one.
Last but not least, Natalie, what you got?
I was Bright Force, and I just want to share something that my sister sent me. It says, anybody ever think about the fact that it's easier to accidentally make a human than make a pizza? And we're going to leave it on that one.
That's beautiful.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.